and a breaker of the glass in a rocker. See the red light go down the escalator. Now listen to the two-train accelerator. When you realize that you've got to have a brother, now this place is gonna knock you out sooner or later.
So don't complain.
I'm like I used to say, blowing, jacket in, forever tonight,
or shout your
to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 86. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com, the now stagnant video game review website. And it's stagnant because fucking... well, you'll see from this episode right here. It's going to be fucking really jumpy, more fucking... schizophrenic than usual, fucking jumping around, fucking jumping to game, fucking bunch of different little fucking segments about, I don't know, feels like fucking 50 games I played this week. Not that I played fucking more than usual or less than usual or anything like that. It's just fucking, just fucking, you know, one day I played one thing, the next day I played fucking something else, like, all right, I want to try something else, then the entire time I'm, you know, last hour or so before I cut myself off from just saying fuck it and, like, you know what I mean? Pretty much every day I'm fucking, oh, I gotta go and play For Honor. And I'm already saying fucking, like, every other word, so I'm gonna try to cut down on that fucking shit a little bit. Probably not gonna happen, I don't really care, but I realize it's kind of annoying. I go back and listen to it and it's like, man, really, every other word's fucking, it's not something I do to... Just a little tick I have, I don't know, just some people say I say sometimes, and I say fucking other times, so, fuck it, I don't know, it's gonna be all games for once, pretty much, that's the plan anyway. I can't really guarantee anything. I might go on, you know, it's kind of late here, so my dog might start barking, and I might go on a rant about that, I don't know, we'll see. GruntFreePress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. So let's jump right in here. Microsoft's rolling out a monthly subscription service to play. It's kind of like they're calling it Netflix for games, but kind of. It's just more games on demand type of thing. It's a monthly subscription service to, almost like the PlayStation Now thing where you could, you pay a monthly fee on PlayStation Now, and it used to be on TVs and shit. I think they cut that down, but you could, it's just like, a list of games you can play if you, you're paying a flat monthly fee and you were streaming that online, except for the Microsoft, deal here. You don't have to stream them at all. You can just, download the whole game, like, just fucking, it's still pretty much like you own it digitally. So you download the game to your console, the entire game, and I guess it just checks the license every now and then to, every day or so or whatever when you start it up to make sure you're still, your subscription's still active. And the game's still available on the service, because they're saying, they're giving the list of games they have, if you can download, if you were to fucking sign up for it, and it's out like 100 and something games or whatever. It's called the Xbox Game Pass, I guess, and it costs $10 a month. You can do that. Right now there's about about 100 games, the same. You can play Xbox One games and Xbox 360 games. And again, this sounds okay. You can be paying the $10 a month and, like, hey, 100 games, like, whatever. At least comparatively, it's okay. Compared to like PS Now, which I think it's like twice that, it's like $20, $25 a month, something like that. And the big thing there, the big thing with the PlayStation Now is you get to deal with fucking like, how's the connection to the servers, and fucking, is it going to be like lag? And I think all the games are lower resolution and they had like, artifacting and shit. I don't know. I didn't fucking play it myself, but I didn't, when it first launched, like, fucking even people who were pretty hot about that shit were just like, yeah, it's kind of iffy. Like, you press like up on on the direction, the D-pad or whatever, and fucking it'd take a couple seconds for that shit to register before it would work, and just lag in general, like online lag in general, plus fucking you're fucking playing. Everything's off on a server somewhere, so yeah, it wasn't ideal, I guess. Downloading it and playing it like a fucking normal game again, like it's fucking just a digital game that you own as long as you pay for it. It's pretty much like I'd say it's more like a fucking expanded like Xbox Live Games with Gold or like PS Plus or whatever. Like, as long as you have the subscription, you've been downloading these games. Except now instead of like one or two games a month, you have whatever, 100 that you can pick from. It seems, that's pretty much what it seems like, better than fucking the subscription, just fucking online service type of deal. So, I think that it could be cool. I mean, that on demand, pretty much like rental service, like whatever the fuck you want to call it, like the Game Pass thing. That could be great. I mean, it could be really good. It's just the issue currently is most of what you can get, they're all older games, like at least, all the games seem to be at least like a year, 2 years old, usually, fucking, or, much older, and, at that point, there comes a time where fucking, if you really wanted the game, you probably already own it. Like, looking at some of them on there, they have just on there, I couldn't find like an actual list of the games they were offering, but they're like, here's the splash page or whatever, the advertisement for it, and they're just showing a bunch of games. And you got fucking Halo 5, Saints Row 4, Mad Max, Mega Man Legacy Collection, and those are all really good games. I already have them. What would I be getting for, the $20 a month that I don't already have? Not a whole lot, and shit like, fucking Mad Max and shit. I know Mad Max is like, you just buy it for like, I don't know, it was on sale like crazy for like $5 or $10 or something like that. Like, if you didn't buy it then, we probably don't really want it that much. And fucking Halo 5 is in fucking, all sorts of deals all the time. They practically give the shit away, and, how many of those games too? I mean, I don't know if Saints Row and all that, like, have been on Games with Gold at some point too, So, I don't know. I guess it would be worth it. It'd be something that that would be worth fucking buying into if you're like just getting into video games or whatever, you know what I mean? Like fucking like, oh, like, I was not like a, probably not great for like a kid probably, because you know, a lot of the fucking Microsoft games are more geared towards older, you know, it's not like it's fucking like a Nintendo on demand or something like that, but I mean, I don't know, it's probably like Lego games and shit, but I'm saying like fucking, you know, if you were just getting into games or like fucking like, oh, I just bought an Xbox One like this year or something, like they'd be fucking like cool to catch up on it, I guess. You know, or if you're one of those people or whatever, like you rent all your shit on from like Redbox or whatever, and you just play all fucking older games or whatever, or one of those people who fucking buys a game new, then you just fucking beat it and like return it, like that type of deal. Yeah, and I guess it's all right. Like me, I just fucking buy everything outright, so whatever. You know, or if you're fucking a filthy casual, I guess, or you know, you're one of those people who fucking you're in and out, and you took a break fucking for 10 years or whatever, and like, hey, what's this? I want to get back into fucking like gaming again. If like whatever, it's just like that kind of like value type deal. It's just for me. It's just, I'm just looking at it like, wow, you know, fucking 100 games, what a fucking value. But you know, no, for me, not really. Fucking Action 52 was a pretty good value too at the time. So yeah, you know, they have to. For me, I mean, they got to start like a putting like new games on there, like brand new, like fucking like, oh, whatever, fucking if you're whatever an Xbox Pass fucking member or whatever, like here's like, I don't know, fucking whatever, fucking brand new fucking, you know, Ghost Recon, which fucking just came out today or whatever, like fucking like, oh yeah, like here you go, you can just have it, you're fucking pretty much like renting it or whatever, or you know, shit like that, or, you know, B, they gotta make fucking, like, exclusive games, like, only for the, for, on the service, like, not fucking, you know, just, like, this is an Xbox Pass game, or whatever, like, almost, like, I don't know, like an MMO or something like that, that would normally be a subscription, based game, like, you'd pay every month for, or whatever the fuck, like, something like that, like, an online-only game, I guess, would probably be the best choice there. You know, like fucking like Netflix does, like fucking like, you know, you get Netflix, you get all these older movies and shit, but you know, they have all like their original series and all that, like you'd watch it for too to justify, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, it's not just all over older movies and TV shows, it's fucking like, oh, they have like their Netflix shows too. I think I did actually hear fucking Phil Spencer talking about this on IGN, one of IGN's podcasts or something like that, or fucking somebody mentioned it, who fucking had talked to him, talked to fucking Phil Spencer or somebody at Microsoft about, they were thinking about that, just putting, like, you know, exclusive Xbox Pass games on there too, which, again, if they do enough of that, like, I'm not, again, right now, I'm not interested in it, in the fucking foreseeable future, but they had enough on there that were good, maybe, it's like, again, it's not that expensive, like fucking, what did I say, 10 was 10 or 20, whatever, one of those, yeah, I think, yeah, it's like $10 a month or something like that, it's like, yeah, it's, I don't really, I'm not a fan of having another subscription, but if there's enough on there, again, that I hadn't played, which is kind of tough, because at this point, I'm looking at fucking, like, the million games on Steam and being like, I really have everything I want, so, I don't know, that's just me, fucking, I'm a spoiled piece of shit, but yeah, you know, plus Microsoft has a hard enough time making exclusive games for their for fucking Xbox period, so zing. Speaking of which, Halo Wars 2, I mean, that's a Microsoft exclusive thing, I guess. I'm even though I'm playing it on my PC, so zing. I don't know, or care, but it's fun anyway. Fucking Halo Wars 2 is pretty fun. I finished the campaign. It's just on normal, and it's not bad at all. I mean, pretty standard strategy campaign. I think I explained it last week too. I went into it. Yeah. You've got the mix of, you know, having a few units you need to keep alive, you know, for the missions, the mission variety. Pretty standard. I mean, it's fucking just like, all right, here's these few units, you know, go through the fucking, you're pretty much just going, going through like a straight path or whatever, just fucking like, all right, fucking, you know, get in a fight, fucking, back off, fucking heal him up or like whatever, shit like that. And do that for like, you know, half that mission until like fucking like, oh, now here's some like reinforcements. And then you get the other types of missions there, like just, you know, here's a base, fucking build up your army, then go out and destroy the enemy base, like those types of levels. And I think I was predicting last week too. I'm like, oh, I'm waiting for that, you know, sit here and turtle, like the enemy's just gonna like constantly attack you for, you know, half an hour or whatever, and just fucking build up your defenses and fucking like turtle down. You know, fucking as the enemies just, you know, keep getting more fucking increasingly more like difficult and like advanced, just fucking like sit here and fucking like, you know, defend your base type of deal. And yeah, I fucking, yep, hit that too. And sure enough, I mean, if I was saying to you, I'm like, fucking, as soon as that comes, those are always the fucking missions I fail. And yeah, that's the fucking, I think that's the only mission I was going through on normal that just fucking like, oh, failed. The fucking giant fucking scarab or whatever fucking comes out of the water and just like destroys me. And I was like, fucking like, what, dude, the fuck is going on? Yeah, they're just kind of, that mission, I mean, it's cool when you know what the fuck's going on, but it's just fucking like, I didn't even know I had a fucking base. Like, just, they just fucking dropped you off, you know, they drop you off in the middle of a fucking war. Like, the mission starts and you're on like a beach, and it's just, you know, there's enemy units, you know, coming out of the water and shit. And, you know, they give you like a small group, so I'm thinking again, I was thinking, oh, it must be like this small team of fucking those types of missions, were fucking like, oh, I have like these, whatever, six people on my team that I got to fucking sit here and try to hold these guys back, as they're coming out of the fucking water, like it's Normandy or some shit like that. So, you know, I'm sitting there fucking fending them off with, the guys that they gave me. And, you know, then they keep fucking like coming out and, you know, coming out of the water and you're fucking building like turrets and shit. And just like, all right, well, I'm just going to, I guess this is like the beachhead front I'm going to do. And then fucking like, then you get another like hostile group fucking like, oh, they're over here, like coming from like the woods or whatever. So you got to, you know, if like further in. So, you know, you fucking, you know, so you get like fucking like pretty much like three lanes of, you know, people attacking. I'm just fucking like, well, I can just, you know, pretty much going back and forth with my entire group, and you know, they're little like mini bases or whatever. Like it was like fucking, you know, I'm setting up turrets here, then I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm building like a couple things here and there, like in the mini bases, but I'm not, I don't have a lot of like resources to build. I don't know if this is fucking really confusing. It probably is. I don't really care either. But again, there's a lot of shit we had to get through. You know, there's fucking all over the place. So yeah, you know, there's a few spots on the beach. You know, we're building up turrets and shit, and doing that, fucking upgrading the turrets with whatever. You know, there's no like, I don't have like a base with a supply pads that are fucking feeding me a bunch of resources. So I'm just like, all right, well, they just gave me enough to build. You know, they give me enough to build up my turrets and shit. So I'm doing that, and again, I'm just moving like the few units I have all over the place, trying to fucking fight off the enemies coming in. So I'm using all my resources doing that, and fucking using all my leader powers, which, you know, those fucking cost like resources and shit and energy to fucking heal up my group. You know, building a few of them fucking shitty reinforcements, and, you know, from the small outpost, doing that, and, you know, everything's going okay. And then after doing that for about 15 minutes, I get a message like, oh, you know, your base is under attack. Like, fucking, you know, I'm like, wait, what? Like, what base? What base is under attack? I don't have a base. I've just been doing these shitty little outposts I've been fucking building the guys at and shit. Then, you know, again, 15 minutes in, like, oh, apparently there's a big, like, main base, like, way the fuck, you know, like, the southernmost point of the map. Like, it's just, like, a giant base I could have been building shit and fucking, like, you know, fucking building up my resources there and, you know, sending, you know, building fucking units and sending them out and shit. And just, I had fucking no idea. Like, I had no idea, like, the entire, like, 15, 20 minutes I was playing, like, I had no idea I had, like, a main base I was trying to fucking defend. I was just thinking, like, oh, well, just trying to keep these guys fucking from just getting past my fucking defenses. Like, that's all I was doing. So, yeah, I mean, that entire time I could have been building supply pads, making fucking troops, researching upgrades and that type of shit. Just shit like that. And granted, I mean, you could say it's my fault, I guess, for not, like, checking out the entire map from the start, and yeah, you may be right on that, but it's, you know, kind of a game design decision too. Like fucking, you know, why would you start the camera, you know, on the beach and, you know, give all the attention to the fucking troops on the beach from the beginning and then fucking again, like, oh, there's people coming in from these other lanes and shit. Like, why don't you just focus on, like, the base first and then be like, oh, yeah, like, here's your fucking whatever. Send them out from the base type of deal. I don't know. Shit like that. But I kind of wish all of the single player, like, missions and the campaign, just, you know, the real-time real-time strategy games in general. Like, I wish there was more, like, skirmishes, you know what I mean? Just almost like, I mean, I think you can do, like, skirmishes and shit if you wanted to, but fucking, I just wish it was more, like, story-based. Like, fucking just the missions were more like fucking, you know, real multiplayer games, just, you know, just against AI instead. So, you know, people who are stuck at strategy games, like myself, for example, like, you know, you can just fucking just get the basic flow of a match down and fucking like, all right, well, I'm building up. All right, well, what should I be building up? Like that type of deal against like different kinds of enemies and shit. But again, you get like those, just, you know, again, the standard fucking real-time strategy game campaign missions. I'm just fucking like, I don't feel like I fucking learned, you know, don't feel like I fucking learned too much that I could take into going online and get my ass fucking handed to me. No, I'm not fucking turned off. I'm not so turned off to getting my fucking ass stomped in fucking multiplayer. You know, and you know, again, there's no like other faction of the campaign. Like the entire campaign is all you just playing the Marines or whatever, just fucking, you know, the humans and one like leader, I guess. Like fucking, you know what I mean? It's just fucking all the leader powers you get are just fucking just. If you were to go online, just be, you know, you can pick, like, I don't, again, I haven't fucking gone online because I'm fucking scared. I don't want to get, you know, I'm like, dude, I barely feel like I know what I'm doing. So, there's different, like, leaders and shit you can pick, but again, through the campaign, like, all I know is this one fucking guy, you know what I mean? And, you know, the multiplayer, I guess, is like, you know, Covenant, like, completely different, you know, different leaders, like, fucking different races or whatever. You know, they all have their own fucking different buildings and fucking units and powers and all that shit. I played a fucking 10-hour campaign. I just feel like it didn't fucking teach me too much that I could go to apply to, you know, playing the actual game against other people. I mean, again, fucking whatever I'm saying, that I just played the campaign and yeah, it was fun. It's really fun to play and shit. A little on the short side, but no, cool to go through. And it's just like, now what? I mean, am I gonna invest like another like 20 hours or so just, you know, playing like skirmishes and like whatever just to figure out what the fuck I'm supposed to do online, or just go online and just fucking take my licks? And I'll probably fucking, I don't know, fucking break something before I fucking get like any kind of like decent at that. But you know, that's just the old classic real-time strategy game conundrum of just fucking, like, you know, do I just spend a bunch of time, like, fucking feeling my way through this? Do I fucking go online? Do I I hate doing that. Like, well, I just go on YouTube and research it. Like, I'd rather fucking just play games, you know what I mean, than fucking do, like, research about games. It seems kind of fucking retarded to me. Yeah, I played enough fucking real-time strategy games at this point where, you know, you'd think I'd be, like, capable, like, you know, but every fucking game I play, I always just fucking, like, oh, I did the single player, whatever, like, whatever, the however long, 10, 20-hour long single player campaign, I was, like, feeling confident, and then I just know, like, I see, as soon as I go online, I'm just gonna get pissed off, and it's not gonna end well. It's me being, like, fuck this, fuck everybody, and there's something about a game that's, like, again, so the strategy games, it's like 60% of it's like metagame or whatever. Like 60% of it's like fucking almost like chess or whatever. Just fucking like, all right, well, I'm gonna fucking send out like scouts to, you know, what's the other person doing? I'm gonna fucking try to, you know what I mean? I'm trying to fucking build up like a certain way. Like I just have like a set path I'm trying to take type of deal, and fucking I'm trying to build these certain units for this certain strategy. And if the other guy doesn't have like a certain, like another thing, which I mean, that's kind of cool. But, then like the other 40% of it's like fucking like, it's all like hotkeys. You know what I mean? I'm just fucking like, oh, who is the fucking best, like, clicks per minute type of deal, and fucking, you know, fucking just running around the fucking keyboard, moving the, you know, clicking around the fastest and shit. And at that point, I'm just like, ah, whatever. I'm just fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not the best at either of those fucking skills. You know what I mean? So it's just like, ah, no thanks. I know I suck. You know, I have to fucking lose like 50 games. I know that. So, yeah, you know, if I'm going to get fucking, pissed off at people, and I will, I want it to be like, cause, you know, whatever, this is fucking, most of it should just be because of fucking, they had more fucking dexterity, and they just did like, you know, a split second thing that they fucking figured out, like, skill wise or whatever, and, you know, they were faster than me. They were fucking like whatever, just more accurate, like that type of thing. That's not hard to do because I'm fucking old and I'm fucking slow and it's whatever. I'll take my fucking. I was like, ah, good job, fucking 13-year-old. I guess you beat a fucking 31-year-old, fucking, you know, whatever, dying man. So yeah, I might have to like try to play online at some point if I'm gonna fucking write a review for Halo Wars 2, but. I mean, right now, I just recommend it based on playing the campaign alone. Regardless, it's fucking fun. Like I said, you know, build up fucking armies, watch it blow up. Yeah, it's pretty fun, pretty good. Halo Wars 2. That's the short of it, or something like that. But speaking of fucking getting pissed off about online games, let's just go through the weekly For Honor battle report. Get that. Done with. Just I'm getting to the point of that game too where I've just been, you know, I feel like fucking like, all right, I've just been fucking, I've reached my limits of, you know, my skill cap that I can fucking deal with, like, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking my reflexes, my fucking like memory of just fucking like, all right, what am I doing here? Like, what's this guy's special moves again, and like, who am I facing? And just fucking, again, I'm not someone that's gonna go out and fucking watch like videos and video after video of fucking like, oh, what's the strategy? What's the best fucking, you know, 8-hit fucking combo and blah blah blah, and you know what I mean? So of just me playing and fucking around and fucking like, I run in and I fucking do a bunch of garbage and fucking sometimes I win, sometimes I lose, then you get the guys who are just fucking like just doing this, you know, you run into them, they just keep doing the same shit over and over and over and over, like fucking like, oh, I fucking block you, then I do like an unblockable push, and then I fucking do a kick, and then I do a sweep, and you fall on the ground, and then I hit you, and then I do another, and they just keep like doing like the same chains over and over again, because I'm sure, again, they probably fucking watch some fucking YouTube video of that shit, so, and I'm not gonna do that, so. Yeah, so, again, I don't have a very high bar of fucking, like, what I'm willing to, you know, to go pro, like a For Honor fucking professional league. Not very high bar to go past, but, yeah, it's just, you know, just running into those fucking no-life faggots that make me want to fucking, like, stop playing. I'm like, dude, this guy's he's just a fucking fag. Like, he just fucking, just keeps doing the same fucking thing over and over again. So, you know, that happens fucking, just about every fucking time I play any online multiplayer game. It's not, you know, not just this one or, like, whatever. So, I'm sure I'm repeating myself at this point. I mean, I know I probably talked about fucking, like, Overwatch, probably, like, Halo and, like, whatever. It's just the same shit. It's just, you know, the game comes out, fucking nobody really knows how to play, fucking, you know, just, whatever, just jump in and fuck around and just, you know, I pick up on shit, like, really fast, and, you know, I generally do fucking well above, you know, great, or at least fucking, you know, well above fucking, like, average when fucking the game first comes out and people are just starting. You know, when the game's new, it's like, oh yeah, I'm fucking like whatever, top of the fucking leaderboard or fucking like whatever, so somewhere around there, fucking murdering people. And then as, you know, as the game fucking keeps going and like maturing or like whatever, and people catch on to like what does what, then it becomes like fun of just fucking like, all right, well now this, you know, I'm doing the same shit, you know, we're both doing the same shit, or fucking are mediocre, just fucking, you know, button mashy kind of fucking like, oh, let's fuck around, like, you know, it just seems like a fun all around type of deal, you know, evenly matched, fucking me fucking around, you fucking around, and fucking like whatever, and yeah. And then fucking, you know, win some, lose some, fucking, you know, laughs all around, like that type of deal. And then, you know, again, after that, like later on, you know, some fucking losers just get into like the complete fucking minutia of fucking the game, fucking min-max bullshit. And again, they're researching, who's the most OP fucking today? Like, you know, what's the most overpowered fucking build and combos of the week type of deal. And you know, I'm sure they never fucking touch like any other game like ever. You know what I mean? Like, they're just fucking like, oh, I'm just focused on this and this is all I do. And you know, for fucking months. And in the case of For Honor, you know what I mean? They have like this retardedly fucking high level gear on, and fucking, you know, on the only character they've ever played, like, fucking, oh, I fucking prestiged this character 5 times. They have like level 150 fucking like armor. It's just like, it's all I've, you know, I'm sure again, there's probably some cheap way to fucking just keep building up your gear. I'm sure they're doing that again, just like every fucking cheap bullshit in the book. And just fucking, oh, just play to win and fucking like, ah, fuck you. You know what I mean? It's fucking whatever. Again, pulling off those same combos over and over again. And that's when I start getting pissed. You start running up against those fucking queers. And, you know, it's just fucking, yeah, you know, you get the fucking, well, good bro, like those faggots playing, ruin it for fucking other people who have to, you know, have to go to work and shit. Like, you know, that's like most of my day. I have to work and do other shit. And literally, I have literally anything else I got to do with my time. This is just fucking me, like, trying to relax and fucking play games and, like, hey, you're a fag, pretty much. So, I mean, yeah, I had some bad fucking days, but I, you know, I lost like five games in a row and just fucking like, once again, like, you know, it's like, do I get pissed at the fucking queers playing it? Do I get pissed at the game for, you know, not having good enough matchmakings while I'm not getting matched up? Like, you know, have those fucking, you know, fucking faggots, like, play other faggots? Like, do I get mad at that? Like, do I get pissed at myself? Or again, no, get good. Like, you played it for like 40 hours at this point, bro. You should be able to fucking counter a fucking RBRT fucking X fucking, you know, sweep or some shit. Oh, you should. Oh, you don't know how to fucking counter that, bro? Oh, it's like, dude, fucking whoever the fuck, you know. For Honor Killer 69 fucking put out a video last week of how to fucking counter that. What, bro? You don't fucking keep up? Like, yeah, I was like, dude, fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. But, So again, where do I throw my anger? Like, who do I get pissed off? I don't know. I don't really care. Just fucking, it's like, again, I have to lose in like 5 or 6 fucking one-on-one duels in a row. Like fucking like 0-3. I'm just like, dude, fuck you. I'm just like pissed. Like, fuck it. I'm done. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just like I'm fucking, shut the game off. I'm like, oh, that's it. I'm fucking done. I don't know if I'll ever go back to it. But then I do again fucking all week. I just keep playing and it's still fun. Don't get me wrong. Don't take the wrong impression out of this. Very fun game, For Honor. Just gets your fucking blood pumping. And fucking, you know, when you're on the fucking wrong end of the fucking sword over and over again. Yeah, you get I get pretty fucking, pretty pissed. So, but on a positive note, of me not that I saw, you know, away from me sucking, I guess, you know, on the battlefield, notes on the battlefield, the Vikings, my Vikings, you know, the fucking the team that you pick, like when you build your start your game or build the character up or whatever. Yeah, we won the first round of the season. So, I mean, you get like fucking, like, get like one or two like premium packs or whatever of shit you can open for gear, and you get, you know, extra XP, fucking, you know, that's good, I guess, fucking, you know, just the metagame, like risk type thing, the fucking faction war or whatever. Yeah, we won that fucking round one of, I didn't realize how fucking long, like, I guess they call it a season, and that's split up into rounds. Yeah, I didn't realize how fucking long that was going to be. I think it was, like, 2 weeks or so for, like, round one, and there's, like, 7 rounds, so it's, like, every season is, like, 3 months. I mean, I guess that's normal for shit like that. Like, they do, like, you know, a lot of different games do, like, seasons. That's pretty normal, like, 3 months, I guess, is fucking like, you know, four seasons a year, I guess. I don't know, fucking just, this, it seemed long to me. Like, as I'm playing, I was like, ah, it's probably just a quick thing. Like, the season is probably going to be like, whatever, like a month, like that type of thing. But I don't know, whatever. I'm just going to keep fighting. Probably continue to be fucking pissed off too, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, what really fucking kills me, you know, is continue on, just fucking airing my grievances of fucking For Honor. Again, good game, but fucking, you start getting fucking on the losing streak, you get pissed. And just, yeah, what really fucking pisses me off is, you know, you're playing the team games or whatever, like the, team deathmatch, like 2-on-2 or like 4-on-4, like that type of deal, like elimination. You know, it starts off, those usually start off, everybody's fighting like 1-on-1, like, you know, if it's 4-on-4, but it starts off of like, you know, you're on all kind of separated in the groups fighting 1-on-1, you know, like 1-on-1 duels type of deal. I mean, that's fucking like whatever. Cool, right? Then as the match goes on, like, you know, one team starts getting outnumbered, like depending on who wins the duel, you know what I mean? So, I mean, what you're supposed to do is fucking, like, you know, you run off, like, I won my duel against fucking the guy I was facing off. All right, now I'm going to go fucking see who needs help and fucking run off and, you know, there's power-ups and shit, like, scattered around the map. So you're supposed to go out and, like, all right, I'll pick up something that fucking boosts my fucking, like, defense and my attack. Then I'm going to go help whoever's still left on your team fighting type of deal, you know? So then at that point, like, after, again, once the duels fucking take place and the people start dropping, then it's fucking like, all right, and then you start getting into the gang ups of fucking like, oh, you know, now, you know, if you were left fighting, like, longer than everybody else, like, oh, I'm fighting, and then fucking your teammate comes up and fucking bashes the other guy in the back of the head as he's fighting, you know what I mean? Bashes the enemy fighting you, and it's like whatever, and it fucking just snowballs from there type of deal. So, I mean, it either fucking that ends the fights quicker type of deal, or just fucking like, all right, well, it can be like a snowball again of fucking like the outnumbered team, like going just fucking hunting down fucking, you know, the rest of the fucking enemy team type of deal as fucking their numbers get smaller and smaller type of deal. Or, you know, or the fucking, you know, or the team that's outnumbered, I mean, they pull out, you know, they can pull off some fucking like crazy like comebacks type of deal. Like, nothing cooler than fucking like, all right, you're facing three fucking enemies at a time and you're blocking, like, gives you like prompts you can block fucking different ways of, you know, you get an attack from like six different angles, you're just fucking blocking everybody, you're building up your fucking revenge meter and all that shit, and you're like fucking like whatever, fucking kicking people off a ledge, you know, kick one guy off a ledge and you turn around, fucking face the other guy, fucking, you know, kick him into fucking spikes or whatever, and then, like, you know, he ends up in a 1-on-1 with the last, you know, 3-on-1. It's possible. I mean, that's fucking, and it's fucking cool when that shit happens. I mean, it's hard to do, but that's why when that shit does happen, it's like, oh, it's fucking awesome. It's great. So, I mean, it should be cool, right? Like, that concept of just like, all right, well, fucking, you do the 1-on-1, then you branch off and fucking go and gang up and that type of shit. Except some fucking fags will just fucking hang back and watch, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, there's three people on the blue team. They stand around and watch fucking, you know, one person on the orange team fucking, like, fight 1-on-1 pretty much, and then fucking all just stand around and just fucking, like, watch and all want to be fucking, like, honorable or whatever, or just not jump in type of deal. It's like, dude, that's fucking really gay. You know, and then fucking like, oh, you know, if he wins the fight, then all right, well, the next person will jump in and they'll do a 1-on-1. And it fucking like goes on like forever type of deal. It's just like, dude, what the fuck is this homo shit? Like, I mean, I know the game's called For Honor, but what are you trying to be, like, some fucking like chivalrous, sack of shit, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, you don't want to fucking like gang up on somebody. It's just like, dude, that's fucking so gay. Like, fucking just like, dude, like, this, the point of the game, I mean, just jump in and fucking, again, it's supposed to be like a brawl type of deal. Some of them are called fucking just brawls. I mean, you just fucking jump in and just fucking like, oh no, I'm just gonna watch my buddy 1-on-1, I'm gonna cheer from the sidelines, and then fucking, you know, it's just so gay. Yeah, I mean, it could be one of those, like, fucking community rules types of deals where it's fucking like, no, we all decided that we're gonna do that. Oh, well, good, fucking, gonna gang up, bro. Like, come on, dude. Like, fucking, oh, we're on the Reddit thread. I mean, it was just like, that's like common knowledge. It's like, no, it's fucking, you know what I mean? If it's in the game, I'm gonna, you know what I mean? I'm gonna fucking gang up, and that seems to be like the most fucking fun part of it, is fucking bashing people around, you know what I mean? And fucking, like, group brawls and shit, and just like, I don't know, again, just that shit's so fucking gay. play the fucking game, or you know what I mean, or if it's, you know, if that's like fucking like trolling, like that type of like, oh, you know, I don't even have to hit you, bro. I'll just take you on one on one, lols. Like, you know, if that, you know, that'd be okay. Except again, it just takes so long. It's just fucking wasting everybody's fucking time. Again, I don't have unlimited time to play this fucking game. Like, dude, just fucking gang up, fucking just do whatever. Dude, just fucking play the goddamn game. So yeah, I mean, I'd hate to see another fucking amazing fucking online game ruined by a fucking community of fucking faggots. Like fucking like, oh no, these are the community rules. Like fuck you, dude. Play the goddamn game. So I mean, sorry. I mean, I just get fucking rip shit. I mean, I love the game and shit. I'm trying to stay with it a long time. But yeah, I just always underestimate how much I fucking hate people in every form. Which is, yeah, it's kind of a detriment to playing fucking online games. It's like, oh yeah, the multiplayer means they have to play with other people, and other people are fucking faggots. So, yeah, For Honor, great game, but stop being fucking fags, everybody. That's my words of wisdom for the day.
Beep, beep. Does it have to be human?
Beep, beep.
Does it have to be mine?
Beep, beep.
Where am I supposed to get it?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long.
That's right, boy.
You can do it. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. 'Cause if you feed me, Seymour, I can grow up big and strong.
You eat blood, Audrey, too. Let's face it. How am I supposed to keep on feeding you? Kill people?
I make it worth your while.
What?
You think this is all coincidence, baby? The sudden success around here?
Depressed coverage? Look, you're a plant. An inanimate object.
Does this look inanimate to you, punk? If I can talk and I can move, who's to say I can't do anything I won't?
Like what?
Like deliver, pal. Like, see, you get everything your sacred, greasy heart desires. Urge you like a Cadillac car on a gas shot on jackpot. How about a date with Hedy Lamarr? You're gonna get it if you want it, baby. How'd you like to be a big wheel? Dining out for every meal. I'm the plant, can make it all real. You're gonna get it. I'm your genie, I'm your friend, I'm your willing slave. Take a chance, feed me in. You know the kind of eats, the kind of red hot treats, the kind of sticky licky sweets I crave. Wow! Come on, Simo, don't be a putz. Trust me in your life for sure, that rival keen touch. Show a little Michigan boy, work up some guts and you get it.
I don't know.
Come on, boy.
I have so many strong reservations.
Tell it to the Marines.
Should I go and perform mutilations?
You didn't have nothing till you met me. Come on, kid, what will it be? Money? Girls. One particular girl. How about that, Audrey? Think it over. There must be someone you can eat. Sit real quiet like, and get me some lunch. Think about a room at the Ritz, wrapped in velvet, covered in glitter. A little nookie gonna clean up those zits and you'll get it.
I'd like a Harley machine,
nah,
tooling around
can.
Like I was James Dean,
making
all the guys on the corner turn green.
So go get it, woo woo woo. If you wanna be profound, if you really got to justify, take a breath and look around. A lot of folks deserve to die.
Wait a minute, that's not a very nice thing to say.
But it's true, isn't it?
No, I don't know anyone who deserves to get chopped up and fed to a hungry plant.
Sure you do.
just want a friggin' scatterbrain. Balls off the motorcycle!
I'm clumsy, doctor!
Muscles my hair! Get the door open, you little slut!
I'm trying, doctor!
Get the Vitalis! Quick, the Vitalis!
I'm out of it!
What?
If you want a rationale, it isn't very hard to see. No. Stop and think it over, pal. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. The guy sure looks like plant food to me. Oh,
wow. He's so nasty, treating her rough.
Yeah. Smacking her around and always talking so tough.
You need blood and he's got more than enough.
I need blood and he's got more than enough.
You need blood and he's got more than enough.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm going to move on to a PlayStation 4 game, and I think this week we might actually hit up, might be the most even-handed episode yet. I think we're going to hit up every major console or fucking publisher or whatever. Well, maybe not publisher, but Halo Wars 2 is an Xbox game. Fucking For Honor is basically PC game. I play it on a fucking PC, whatever. It's used Ubisoft. I'm gonna move on to a PS4 game, and then a little hint drop in here. It might be a Wii U game in the future. So yeah, it might actually be even handed. That's, you know, fair and balanced. That's our motto here at Grunt Free Press. Unless you're a faggot fucking researcher in fucking For Honor, in that case, fuck you. And fair and balanced, my ass will fucking gang up on you and fucking murder you in real life. Horizon Zero Dawn, PlayStation 4 exclusive. I think with PlayStation 4 too, it's fucking just like, yeah, once I have it all set up, I'm like, yeah, this is a pretty good console, you know what I mean? And fuck, it's just such a pain in the ass. Like, it's, I don't know, thinks it's fucking like special or what. Like, I've talked to us, but you go through like this to like stream it, and fucking I gotta go through all this fucking like specialized shit. Like, I gotta fucking hook everything up differently, and fucking even the Wii U is just fucking like, whatever, just plug in the fucking HDMI and fucking go, pretty much. And fucking, you know, I can just hook the whatever. Yeah, pain in the ass hooking up the fucking PlayStation 4, which is probably why I don't play it as much as the other shit. But just a different way. I gotta fucking stream it from my capture card. It's an extra step, like two extra steps to do. But anyway, yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn. I'll stay on track here. Played the first couple hours of it anyway. I mean, I didn't fucking go too deep into it. I'm only gonna give like very early impressions of it. If you haven't noticed, I'm kind of in like a full game orgasm fucking overload mode type of deal. What's up with all these games coming out at once? They're all pretty good too. I mean, that's the thing too. It's not like fucking like, I played something, I'm like, this game sucks, like whatever. Like, everything I played, I'm like, this is really good. If this is like the only game I had to play for like a couple weeks or a month, like, I'd fucking like really dig into it, fucking dive into it. But yeah, it's just fucking, I haven't fucking finished. It's just like, I have all these games I'm playing, fucking haven't finished any of them. There's no like end game in sight or like enough of where I could be like, I finished this, so fucking write a review and like that's it, like type of deal, then move on to the next one. It's just fucking like, I just, whatever, there's all these fucking games out, they're all fucking amazing, I'm just jumping around. I just fucking going to fucking, I'm like, all right, again, my day in the life, if I get out of work and just fucking like, all right, fucking do this, you know, other shit I gotta do, and fucking like whatever, do normal person shit. I say, all right, fucking going to fucking video game mode, and then fucking like, all right, what do I want to play, what do I want to do, and fucking like my head just starts fucking like spinning in circles, and fucking I don't know, fucking I'm sat like I'm unplugging shit, fucking rewiring, fucking untangling cords, and just fucking like, all right, I'm gonna play this now, you know what I mean, fucking, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, keep on track here. Horizon Zero Dawn, again, I'll keep it quick, because I only played a little bit of it, but yeah, it's a really, really fucking pretty game. Just, you know, some of the some of the fucking, you know, the more focused, like, small scale scenes and shit, like in the beginning of the game, like the very beginning of fucking, just like, ah, we'll go in like a cave or whatever, and or just go in like this little like thicket or whatever, really like small shit where they can really like throw in all the detail, and that's just fucking just absolutely fucking like beautiful, just the lighting and the colors and fucking, you know, all the detail in the world. It's really fucking impressive. Just fucking like this is really fucking like, you know, just crisp and clean and just fucking like top, you know, and again, and fucking just, you know, really fucking, you know, again, just really beautiful, fucking amazing, amazing looking fucking game. Then you start fucking playing, you know, fucking moving the character around, just fucking like, eh, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it looks really good, and fucking to play it though is kind of janky. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, fairly standard fucking third person action adventure controls and shit, just fucking like whatever. It's just what you would pretty much expect how it would play, but just the character just fucking, seems like she moves really fucking slow, which is just fucking like, this is, that's the usual trade-off for visuals that look that good, you know what I mean? It's just fucking just like, oh, if we make her move slow, you know what I mean, it's more time to process this shit type of deal, and just like, kind of notice that, just, you know, just, and it has some of over the top animation, over animation bullshit, where it's, you know, even just walking around, it feels kind of like slippery and not as responsive as you'd want it to be. Like whatever, you'll be in the fucking like woods and like, hey, look, you know, there's the fallen tree trunk you can fucking climb across type of deal. It's fucking like, all right, well, he's gonna walk across slowly and to get to like, you know, another plateau or whatever type of deal, go across a river or something like that. And it's just a, you know, I'm used to fucking games where it's at this point, it's like I don't even think about that shit anymore. Just press the stick in the direction that you wanted to go, type of deal. And fucking I want to go across the fucking log, so just fucking, you know, hit the stick fucking forward towards the log, and she'll just fucking like go on and just go, type of deal. And you figure the game knows what you want to do; it's not going to fucking fight you like that. You know, maybe, you know, the character will balance on the tree type of deal. Maybe, you know, you get that little, like, oh, whoa, like, fucking, like, slipping type of deal. She's gonna fall off. He's gotta, like, stop pressing the stick and let her, like, regain her balance, or maybe, like, press it not all the way type of deal. Just fucking, you know, again, the old, crossing the tree, that conundrum. Yeah, it's pretty much solved at this point. It it's just shit most games you don't think about it. Just fucking, like, I'm just gonna go. It's not like a fucking, like, test of fucking skill type of deal. This fucking, the game knows I want to cross the tree type of deal. But not in Horizon. It's just fucking, it's just like, oh no, it's like really like fucking, if you don't like line up your steps like precisely, of just fucking like, all right, well, her next foot's gonna, you know, her foot's gonna move here and then, you know what I mean? It's like, I gotta fucking make sure the camera is like centered completely straight on the fucking tree, and I'm, you know, I'm fucking pressing up precisely on the stick, and it's fucking like that type of deal. Is it fucking, you know, if you miss like one fucking like little foot, it's not like you have that much control either, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking like, it's not like fucking bullet time on her fucking foot to make sure she's fucking stepping on the tree. It's just fucking, you know, just, whatever, just fucking off. You don't fucking take those animations into account of where her foot's gonna go. She's just gonna fucking fall on her fucking face and eat fucking dirt and maybe fall off a fucking cliff and fucking die. I fell off a couple, just not even fell. It wasn't like I was running. I was just like walking up to like a, you know, a cliffside or like whatever, up to a ledge and just fucking like died and just like, what? like why? It took me a minute to actually to process like that. Like, you know, what the fuck just happened? Why did I die? I was just fucking like pretty much like standing there. Like I was near a cliff and it's fucking, you know, I haven't fucking walked off a cliff in a game in years. Like usually it just fucking like stops you type of deal. And just, you know, most of the time, you know, they'll stop you, or the character does a little, like, you know, whoa, type of deal, and kind of, like, waves her arms, or, like, whatever, she'll, you know, just kind of, like, look over the edge, or that type of thing. And you really have to, like, try to like, kill yourself from fucking, like, platform, you know, like, off of a platform in fucking games, and, yep, not in Horizon, you know, here, it's like, nope, you fucking inched over the fucking where the footing was supposed to go and you're dead. And it's, and again, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just, you know, Tomb Raider, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not just fucking just like, all right, I'm just fucking just going and like, I know what I got to do and challenging where it has to be challenging. Like, this is like, no, it's just fucking like everything's going to kill you pretty much. It's fucking, it feels a little clumsy. I don't know. But to back up in case you don't know what Horizon is, I realize a lot of the time, I just assume everybody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Half the time, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I realize. But, yeah, I don't know. This isn't fucking gaming 101 or anything like that. I'm not here to fucking teach you. I'm not here to be your fucking teacher. I'm not going to teach you anything about fucking games. Again, I just assume that, you know, you follow, you know, games already type of deal. Yeah, I'm not going to go step by step of fucking, again, the development process and fucking blah, blah, blah. That would bore the fuck out of me. And if I'm bored, then whatever. I'm not going to do a show, I guess. But yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn for the PlayStation 4 console system that released in November 10th, 2000, I don't know. Fucking whatever, but yeah, I don't know, but yeah, Horizon's set in some sort of like post-apocalyptic world where all the humans who were left in the world after like whatever happened, I don't know yet. I mean, you know, just get fucking like groups of humans, and they've all kind of devolved into like cavemen, I guess, or like whatever that type of, you know, tribal fucking like whatever. They all have like spears and bows and arrows and shit, and with like some technology from you know, the long ago or whatever. Then you get robot dinosaurs running around, and so yeah, it's kind of like a Family Guy type of random noun generator type of fucking, you know, random connection soup, just fucking take a bunch of shit that a teenage boy would think was cool, I guess, is, you know, Mad Max plus dinosaurs and plus robots, I guess. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I mean, that does sound pretty fucking cool. It's like, yeah, all those things are pretty neat. But, speaking of Mad Max, though, the character you play as, she's fucking ugly as fuck. I mean, I always like that. I always like fucking, like, ugly characters. Man, she's fucking, Jesus, she's fucking something else. She looks like the fucking feral kid from fucking The Road Warrior, the one that fucking throws the boomerangs and shit. Really ugly fucking kid. And probably, it's like, she looks like that. Just fucking, just like, and you start the game. When you start the game, you are a kid too. You're learning how to hunt and shit from your father. And I don't know what it is. I mean, as amazing as fucking as the visuals in this game are, it's just most games in general too. It's just they fucking suck at making like child characters in games. Like, they always look terrible. Like, they look fucking bad. Unless it's like a legit like kids game. You know what I mean? But if it's like a normal game where most of the characters are going to be fucking adult, and then they have like fucking like, oh, here's our kid model, it's just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is that monstrosity? It fucking always looks bad. They all look like fucking like midgets. They have fucking just, you know, giant fucking heads and shit, just stubby little limbs, and they look like, I don't know, yeah, they look like fucking like midgets and shit. That's like, it's not a kid, that's a fucking like midget. Like, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time around children, so I don't know. But I might not be the best fucking judge of this, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that they just fucking, most of them just look like little people. Just, you know what I mean? Like smaller people, like, you know, take an adult, but kind of shrink them down. And pretty, I mean, maybe the head's a little bit bigger than usual, cause, or whatever. Yeah, they look like little people, not like little people, you know, not like midget little people. They just look like smaller versions of people, or retards. But even like fucking, I remember like The Witcher 3, where they had like Ciri at the beginning and she was a kid, and it's just like, dude, she looks fucking retarded. Like, this looks like a retarded fucking midget type of deal. So yeah, anyway, the gameplay is pretty basic. Reminds me a lot of Far Cry Primal. You know, you run around collecting branches and shit to make arrows and rocks and berries and all that shit, you know, berries to heal and whatever, you know, you fight the fucking robot dinosaur things and fucking parts break off of them and you collect them to craft other shit. And yeah, the map's even like that Ubisoft open world type, you know, you can just fucking, As you're walking around, you run into other characters in trouble, and you know they'll give you like side quests, or you can sneak around, fucking tag enemies and shit, or just say fuck it and just, you know, go nuts type deal. You get a lot like Far Cry. It's just like, oh, do I want to go stealth, or do I want to just fucking go nuts and just fight? And they have like different skill trees and shit to, you can fucking upgrade different paths depending on what you want to do or how you play, like that type of deal. Nothing too surprising so far, but again, still early on. I only played like a couple hours of it. But my impressions of those first couple hours is it's fine. I mean, it didn't really grab me too much. Didn't really draw me in, particularly hard. You know, just made me want to go back and play fucking Far Cry Primal. That game is fucking really good. I mean, that game fucking hooked me in immediately. It's just fucking like, again, it just maybe because I prefer like the first person thing, and it's just fucking like, I don't know, that seemed like a lot more like brutal and fucking, you know, again, it didn't have robot dinosaurs, but pretty fucking cool. So yeah, that was that day of me playing fucking, you know, a couple hours of Horizon Zero Dawn. So then the next day I moved on. I played Berserk Band of the Hawk, which is basically Dynasty Warriors with a Berserk skin on it. Only as far, I think it's even simpler than Dynasty Warriors, or at least the Dynasty Warriors types of games that I played. Tiramisu, I don't know what the fuck, Moso. This is a certain name for just like that type of game, like the Dynasty Warriors, Samurai Warriors, like whatever the fuck. And yeah, I mean, the ones that I played, that's fucking few and far between, to be honest. Every couple years or so, I just get that itch of fucking like, I want to play some kind of Dynasty Warriors type thing, which is fucking mindless, just run around, and it's fucking mash buttons and fucking kill a bunch of people type of deal. So yeah, just Berserk seems fucking like even easier and more simple than most of those that I played. So yeah, just a whole lot of fucking button mashing pretty much. And you know, if you want to talk about something that's fucking cathartic after playing, you know, after a fucking bad losing streak in For Honor, just fucking, you know, there you go. Here you go. Just fucking hit X a bunch of times. You know, you're learning the fucking, you know, For Honor again. You fucking, to go back to fucking, you know, you're learning the timing of these fucking specific fucking combos. You know, you got to be like precise about it and fucking like whatever. And, you know, open up the move list for the character and like, oh, okay, well, if I do like, I see this, you know, there's fucking a dozen things I got to keep in mind here and the basics I got to think about. But yeah, I fucking, I'm playing Berserk, open up the move list and fucking Berserk, and it's literally gives you the fucking, the combo list is fucking X, 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 Y, you know, you throw a Y in there if you're feeling fucking fancy, you know what I mean? And then the fucking, you know, you level up and hey, a new combo unlocked. Cool. Okay, let's just, check that out, and I wonder what this combo is. Oh, it's another X added at the end. I can press X fucking, you know, 9 times now instead of 8. You know what I mean? It's fucking neat, you know? That's pretty much all it is. It's fucking fine. It's completely, if you just shut your brain off and just fucking murder shit, it's pretty fun. Yeah, there is like some depth to the game. It's not all it is, I guess, to be fair. You know, you find or you buy like wearable items you can fucking put on your characters, and it upgrades your stats or whatever, like, you know, more health, more fucking defense, like that type of deal. We can upgrade those with materials you find on the battlefield, or you fucking, you know, fighting fucking enemies and shit, they'll drop them. You know, the sub weapons, you know, like arrows you can shoot, and you know, shit like that, you can just fire and or whatever special moves some characters have, but it's just, you know, one button you hit, and it's pretty much little variation from character to character. And then you're playing, you fucking, you know, mowing down a bunch of dudes, and you enter like a special berserk mode, I guess you would call it, where you just fucking you end up doing like more damage when you jam the X button a bunch of times. Just fucking, it gives you like a damage boost, and you press it again, and it just fucking does some like special like fucking like screen clearing or like whatever radius type of whatever fucking special bloody bomb, like whatever. it's just mindless bloody dumb fun. And again, I'm fine with that every now and then. It's fucking, it's like, ah, this is cool. And Yeah, in case you couldn't tell by the title, I mean, the game is based on the Berserk, whatever, comic and fucking movies, anime, like whatever the fuck. And when I say it's based on that, the movies, it's basically the fucking the movies in particular. Because when I say based on, I mean it's based on the fucking movies and like that old school fucking B-grade like movie tie-in, you know, when they fucking just put out every movie, every big movie that came out, like, oh, here's the fucking, like, whatever, movie game adaptation, which would just fucking just follow the fucking same story type of deal. You know, they straight up use the clips from the movies as the game's cutscenes. I mean, there's a lot of them. A lot of fucking clips from those. It seems like most of the fucking movie is fucking, like, in there. You know, and the story's beat by beat following that same narrative, so... yeah, if you don't know what that's about, what the Berserk movies are, I mean, you can go back and find my not really a review, but one of these podcasts I talked about it. I don't know, fucking a long time ago. I already talked about that back when I was. If you want to narrow it down, it's fucking back when I was deep into my Dark Souls marathoning or. Or, you know, or better yet, I'll tell you right now, the Berserk movies, those are fucking pretty goddamn good. There's three of them. It's like a trilogy, fucking anime, whatever the fuck you call it. Just, they're excellent. And I wouldn't say that about anime unless I really meant it. So, yeah, good shit, those movies. So, yeah, I mean, again, one of those deals. I only played a few hours of the game. It's okay for what it is. Again, it's fucking, it's definitely not like Horizon, you know, it's not like it's good looking, but don't think I'm talking about like the Horizon level of like detail or anything like that. Berserk pretty much looks like a fucking upscaled fucking, you know, upscaled PS2 game, like a remastered PS2 game or something like that. I'm playing it on PC and it just looks so fucking clean and it runs so smooth. It's impressive on that level, you know, just fucking like the low expectation level of just fucking like, it looks like a budget game, but it's fucking just so like, so fucking, I don't know, just so smooth. It runs so fucking, so clean, so smooth. I don't know, fucking, probably shouldn't be, like, impressed by it, but it's fucking, you know, most games is fucking, like, it's kind of, like, janky, like, or whatever, it's just like, no, this is fucking, just, it feels, like, so fucking rock solid, almost like fucking, like, Earth Defense Force, you know what I mean, when I was playing that, I was like, it's not a fucking, like, single hitch or fucking, you know, or a fucking frame rate drop or anything like that, just fucking, no stuttering, no anything, just so clean, fucking responsive. Yeah, I realize I have, like, the weirdest fucking toolbox of game references on this show. Fucking, like, oh, yeah, Earth Defense Force. And, like, whatever the fuck else I go off on this fucking really weird, like, fucking, like, I don't know. But, but, yeah, so that was Berserk. Again, I only played, like, a couple hours of it. Yeah. Yep. So let's move on down the assembly line here. And get to the, get to the big one, you know, the one you've all been waiting for, the system seller. It's I've heard it been called a perfect game. Some reviews say it's a masterpiece. I've heard it's one of the best games ever made. Again, I didn't say any of those things. I just started playing it, so. The word on the street is, anyway, that it's fucking really, really good. Getting 10s out of 10s everywhere. Fucking, you know, sell your kids to fucking play it. The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. It's pretty much the reason I bought a fucking Wii U anyway, so. Feel, you know, just get my money's worth now again, fucking 4 years later. Just go back fucking on the Wii U here. It's because, again, it's the first time I fucking played it. I did play fucking whatever. So I bought a Wii U like fucking 4 years ago. I was fucking like, oh yeah, it should be fine. You get fucking, again, this Zelda game and fucking whatever, Mario games and all that shit. So, yeah, when I first got it, the system, the Wii U, I was fucking, you know, pretty happy with it. Pretty hot on it. Like, fucking, you know, it came out with that, that 2D Mario game, New Super Mario Brothers, or whatever the fuck, when it launched. And that was really good. And, you know, they had some, like, some games I hadn't played before on whatever the fuck, other systems they came out on. like fucking Ninja Gaiden 3. I was like fucking like, oh, I played 1 and 2, I haven't played 3, and this is like fucking like some weird like Wii edition, so I picked that up. I'm like, yeah, that's alright, for me, that and fucking Mario and shit. Mario Kart 8 came out, and that, I'm like, ah, this is all right. Like, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the kart races or whatever. I'm like, ah, this is okay for a little bit. This is fine. And then it's fucking just a long gap of, like, jack shit coming out and just fucking nothing I want to play. I try going into, like, oh, everybody loves, like, these mainline fucking Nintendo games, you know what I mean? Everybody loves all this shit, like, fucking, you know, hear about it, and fucking games I played are fucking, like, oh, I've grown out of them, or, like, whatever, I don't really care, and then I'm like, well, I have a Wii U, I'll try them out, fucking play the new fucking Pikmin game on there, and fucking, yeah, that's fucking wicked gay. What else did I fucking play on there? I was fucking shocked again. 4 years, man, I don't fucking play my PlayStation like that much either, but fucking I pull up like, oh, what, you know, my library of what I played on there, I'm like, yeah, well, it's not that bad, I played quite a few things on here, and fucking Wii U again 4 years later is fucking like, ah, like mostly like old Super Nintendo like virtual console games, then like, I don't know, like half a dozen fucking like actual games, and half of those I don't fucking really give a shit about. Yeah, Wii U is a pretty shitty fucking console, so yeah, like fucking Scribblenauts or fucking Awesomenauts or whatever the fuck that game was, where you fucking type in words and like dumb shit happens, and that fucking blew. And then that 3D Mario game was fucking complete ass. And, yeah, the last game I played on there was fucking Fatal Frame. That was pretty good, and well, whatever. There you go. I just reviewed fucking 4 years of Wii U games in about, I don't know, a couple minutes. But the whole time I was fucking just like, ah, well, so it'll be all right once fucking Zelda comes out. You know what I mean? They're dangling the fucking Zelda carrot in front of me, and fucking here it is. Here's fucking Zelda. And then it comes out and they're fucking marketing it like it's only on the Switch type of deal. Like, ah, oh, it's a Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild on Nintendo Switch. And fucking all the reviews are fucking for like the Switch version of the game. I'm just like, dude, fuck you. I'm not buying that shit. I'm not fucking buying a system for this game again. I already bought a system for this game. It's called the fucking the Wii U. And from what I've read about the Switch anyway, the system's a literal piece of shit anyway. So anyway, enough console talk. Zelda. Talk about Zelda. Fucking, I guess step one, as I go through this process too, step one way to fucking dig the fucking Wii out of the fucking, out of the, bed of dust that it had made itself. That was fucking gross. Then of course you fucking, you know, turn on the system after fucking years of not playing it and fucking like, oh, system update's gonna fucking download that because I, you know, haven't turned it on in fucking forever, and that's expected. I mean, the system update didn't take too long. Then I have to fucking download the game and fucking day one patch that comes with it. And then a fucking update on top of that for the game, and just fucking like that literally took like an entire fucking day, like I don't know, hours of six, eight hours maybe. Just fucking Jesus, dude. I mean, I get pissed trying to download shit from fucking, you know, PSN or fucking Xbox Live or whatever, and especially if I'm play most of my games on fucking Steam, and that shit's like fucking pretty much like instant and just fucking real fast, like half an hour for like fucking like the biggest game if I've fucking like downloaded type of deal. But holy shit, the Wii U fucking download speeds are fucking painful. That's fucking like real bad. And then the fucking gamepad too. There's the giant fucking gamepad that came with the system. It's, you know, the fucking screen and shit, and the fucking giant controller, and good lord, fucking cheese and crackers. Is that thing's fucking awkward as shit to use. It feels like you're holding a loaf of fucking bread in your hands. A fucking baguette or something, like it's fucking this giant fucking thing. It's just and play, you know, the button layout on there too is like the complete opposite of a fucking normal controller, like a fucking Xbox controller, like the X, Y, A, B. That's just all like completely opposite. I know you can say like fucking, oh well, Nintendo did it first. Well, Nintendo doesn't put out enough fucking games that I'm used to that fucking layout. So it's like, dude, everything is just completely flipped now. It's fucking kind of retarded. But yeah, so anyway, the game. I'm enough of that. I was really talking about Zelda. So yeah, Zelda. I mean, you start off Link's in this fucking this coffin thing. Some kind of, it's just him fucking sealed up in some kind of like stasis, blue stasis gel or some shit, and like that drains and fucking he's wakes up like fucking, I don't know, a zombie or some shit from a fucking coffin. And yeah, that's kind of weird. This fucking starts off, this is pretty much how the new Doom started off too, like Doom 4. Fucking just like, what is this fucking, the Doom guy fucking coming out of the fucking coffin at the beginning? It's just like the hero's coming out of a fucking sarcophagus. Only instead of the Doom guy, he's fucking, you know, naked fucking prepubescent boy, I guess, instead of a space marine. So, is that, you have this device with you, or you pick up a device as soon as you get out. It looks like a tablet, like a handheld tablet or like a smartphone or some shit. And you use that to, that's what you use to like interact with, you know, use that to interact with the world, or, you know, that's, you place it in certain spots and that's how you get like your upgrades and all that shit. It's pretty much just like a handheld, like whatever, like tool belt type of deal, you know, docking at stations, and you get, you know, gives you the classic like Zelda fucking like that type of deal when you fucking get shit, get upgrades and fucking items and like whatever. Thank you. That was my a cappella version of the Zelda upgrade music. That'll be available as an MP3, special MP3. You can send your request to podcast@grumpypress.com. You have to go through some hoops first with Nintendo before I get, you know, make sure it's all above board. I'm sure they'll be fine with it. But whatever, yeah. So yeah, I just have a feeling, just like the tablet thing, the fucking smartphone. I mean, I have a feeling like that would have been more like integrated into the game, like with the Wii U gamepad or whatever. Like if this had stayed like a Wii U exclusive, like it was supposed to come out like fucking years ago type of deal, like it would have felt more natural if fucking like, oh, the entire game's revolving around like taking this tablet around and fucking like putting it in all these spots and like whatever. But, I mean, they fucking made it so it's a Switch, whatever, Nintendo Switch launch game, so they must have been, had that in mind for a while, so they kind of did away with the tablet type thing, I guess. I don't know. But it just feels like the, you know, like a wasted opportunity. Like fucking, like, there should have been a lot of shit to do with this, with the gamepad that I'm fucking holding this giant fucking loaf of bread in my hand with a screen on it. But yeah, just the gamepad's fucking like useless. I mean, you can't even use it to go through like your inventory and shit. Like all the screen says on the gamepad is just says like, press here to switch to fucking tablet mode or like whatever. So you press that and fucking the game goes, you know, just the entire game goes on the fucking, on the tablet, so you can use it like as a handheld or whatever. But not, but yeah, it's just wasted opportunity type of deal. Like fucking, like why am I even using this fucking, the gamepad, and there's all this shit that seems like in the game that could interact with this thing, like that I'm holding in my hand, but they don't use it at all. Like I'm just fucking using this like a giant controller. Like this is fucking retarded. So I actually switched, I mean, not to a Nintendo Switch, but I had a fucking pro controller somewhere, like in fucking some like little cubby hole somewhere. I'm like, oh yeah, I do have that fucking thing. So I fucking found that. Now I'm using that fucking, it's pretty much almost like a normal fucking Xbox controller, like fucking the same setup pretty much, except you know, the buttons, obviously, it's all fucking switched. I wish I could fucking switch that too, and the options, and just fucking like, yeah, just fucking play with an Xbox controller. But, yeah, so problem solved on that front anyway. But yeah, fuck that gamepad. That thing's like Jesus. I mean, again, like, I remember playing like Zombie U, like when the system first came out. Like, I'm like, this is cool. I can see how we could use this as like, as at the very least, the gamepad, like fucking just take all like the HUD, like all like the fucking, all your shit that's on the screen, like all your health and all that shit, like, oh, you can take all that shit off and put it on the gamepad, so fucking what you're looking at on the TV is at least fucking like nice and clean and shit, and then like all your inventory and all that shit is like on the gamepad, and it's fucking like, oh, you get to look down and fucking like, all right, go through your shit, and like, you know what I mean, so you don't have to like pause the game to do that shit or like whatever. But no, I mean, they don't do that. It's just fucking like, all right, well, why am I just playing with this fucking useless screen in my hand? Fuck it, I'm just gonna use a controller. So that's what I ended up doing. So anyway, so you're in the cave there at the beginning. We'll get out of the cave eventually, but you know, you're in the cave, you fucking use that tablet to open up a sealed door and fucking you walk out into the sun and shit. And like, at that point, I'm like, I'm just thinking like, what is this, like Fallout? You know what I mean? Am I coming out of the fucking the vault, like Vault 13 or like whatever, Vault 101? You know, it's like, again, it's like walking out of a fucking vault and Fallout, or it's, you know, walking out of a, the prison at the beginning of an Elder Scrolls game type of deal. Just fucking like, all right, well, I'm just going from this indoor cave to like this outdoor, you know, giant outdoor fucking open world. And just fucking, they give you like, you know, give you the old, right in front of you is like a high ledge you can stand on. So you can fucking look out over like the open world and just look around and like, oh, look, it's a fucking big open world type of deal. And that type of shit. So I did. I looked over. I'm like looking, fucking like, oh yeah, look, it's fucking this bright, sunny, open world, and just fucking, I was thinking like, man, this game looks like fucking garbage. It looks fucking real bad. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it does. Yeah, especially coming off of fucking like Horizon. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like compared to like any open world game that came out of the past like five years. It's just fucking like looking at this game. It's like, this is really fucking blurry and like fuzzy and shit. Like, Jesus Christ, this is not a very technically impressive game, but that's okay. I mean, I'm not knocking it because of that. I thought it was fucking just going from like Horizon to just fucking like, wow, this is really fucking like sharp, good looking, to fucking like, oh, look, you know, here's like the fucking opening shot of fucking Zelda where you're just looking over like open fucking forest and just fucking like, you're supposed to be like, you know, taken aback by the beauty and just fucking just like, this looks like fucking garbage. but again, that's fine. I'm not a fucking like graphics whore like that anyway. Plus, it does have fucking some nice art direction going on there. I mean, your eyes just have to fucking adjust to it. Like fucking like, all right, well, this fucking entire game is smeared in fucking Vaseline. Just like, you got to get used to that, you know. Then once you accept that, it looks okay. Like, it looks all right. I mean, fucking again, it is fucking pretty in some parts. You know, it reminds me of the newest Prince of Persia that was fucking like cartoony and shit. Like, it's like that kind of deal, except I think that was even cleaner. Anyway, fucking stick on Zelda. So yeah, it's a fucking open world fucking third person action slash exploration game. You know, it's got that Skyrim, Fallout, you know, that type of deal. You know, just go out and explore, that type of vibe to it. Worlds at your fingertips type of deal. And, you know, then you open up the map and it's like, hey, look, it's the Ubisoft fucking open world map. You know, open it up and you get sections, all the sections are kind of like blacked out until you find and climb a big tower. You got to climb up and do that. You look out and as soon as you, you know, put your tablet into the fucking top of the tower, and that just draws all the details into the map, which, I mean, I think that's funny. Just, you know, all the fucking, I've for like years listened to fucking, you know, all the fucking mainstream critics and shit fucking like bitching about that formula, fucking, you know, that Ubisoft, and fucking like, oh, is there gonna be towers in this game, lulz? Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking then fucking Zelda has it, you know, fucking again, before it'd be like fucking like, oh, that tower trope, oh, it's just, you know, it's a trope, it's so overused, and fucking like, oh, you know, I'm so sick of it, and I never want to see towers again in any game. And then fucking, oh, wait, is it Zelda? Like, oh, that's fantastic here, because fucking, you know, Nintendo and Zelda, you know what I mean? Like, they can fucking just do the same shit, and they have, like, special fucking special status. But whatever, I mean, it's fine. I'm not complaining about that. I don't really play that many fucking, and I haven't played fucking Assassin's Creed since Assassin's Creed fucking 1, so like, whatever, I'm not really, you know what I mean, not really that sick of it yet, but you know, whatever. Pretty much what I'm saying, it works like you expect it to fucking work. It's just, you know, one thing I really like is they do take, like, the, from all those other games, they take the, that Elder Scrolls, the glitchy mountain climbing, you know what I mean? Fucking like the Skyrim or like whatever, Morrowind, fucking that glitchy fucking climb the mountain, like fucking go sideways, fucking, you know, jump and you start sliding down. Then fucking once your stamina fucking builds up again, you jump again. You just kind of like glitch your way up fucking like across, you know, through like a sheer fucking mountain cliff type of deal. Yeah, they take that and they made like a legitimate mechanic out of it. So, Link is like fucking like Spider-Man pretty much. His hands just like stick to any fucking surface pretty much. He'll just climb up like a fucking spider monkey, you know, fucking straight, flat fucking 90 degree fucking cliffside, just fucking like, nope, I was going to go up, and you know what I mean, just fucking straight up, here we go, fucking just, you know, like this, he's wearing fucking, I don't know, yeah, I mean, the only limit you got to like climbing and shit is you have a, you know, stamina, limited stamina, and that drains as you climb in, or, you know, when you run, when you swim, like that type of deal, like anything like that, like you get like a bar that drains. So yeah, it's not like super easy, not like fucking, it's like, I'm just going to fucking climb like the biggest mountain, you know what I mean, just fucking go up. It's like, nah, you might have like whatever, like 10, 15 seconds you can climb, but it's just cool that you can just go like anywhere and not even think about it. Fucking like, if I think I can get there, I can just get there and just climb up. Like, I'm not going to have to fucking like, this is cheap, like some kind of, it's almost like that old fucking like video game thing of fucking like, you know what I mean? Why can't I jump over this fucking like 2-foot fucking wall or whatever? Oh, cause it's like an invisible barrier there. It's like, just like everything in the world is fucking, you can just literally just fucking go and climb. That shit's fucking real cool. So yeah, I mean, I'm guessing as you play, you'll unlock like easier ways to get around and shit, and you know, you probably, you know, you can increase like your stamina bar, and so I mean, there's some like RPG stuff going on there. You know, it's actually a lot more complex than fucking like classic Zelda games anyway. You know what I mean? It's not just fucking like, here's like whatever 12 items and fucking like whatever different outfits or like whatever. You know, you're getting like loot. Getting fucking like weapons as loot and fucking clothes as loot. Well, not really clothes. I've only really got a few fucking outfits, but I'm sure there's more of that. You know, so again, it's more shit you're getting. You're fucking you. Where I'm at the game too, I just get to like a certain point where it's fucking. You normally, you know, you get like the heart containers or whatever after you fight like a boss type of deal. Here I did like fucking like four like little dungeons, and then I fucking went to like a shrine, and you know, you go to the shrine, it's fucking like, well, you have a choice, you can either upgrade your, you know, it'd be like getting like a heart container, like so you have like one more heart, or you can, you know, or you can fucking upgrade your stamina type of deal. So it's like, alright, so there's some kind of like choice going on here. I mean, that's just pretty cool. Yeah, there's also some like Minecrafty survival type elements going on, like when you get hurt, you lose life, and that happens very quickly. I mean, you have to, you know, it is fucking, but yeah, so you fucking, you know, you get hurt or whatever, you have to pause the game again. It doesn't take advantage of the gamepad, so no matter what you're playing on, you gotta fucking hit pause and fucking go into your inventory, and then you gotta eat food to regain your life. You know, it's not just fucking like whatever, a potion or like a fairy or anything like that. So you have to gather up fucking food first before you can fucking eat it. So you got to do that. And, you know, it's fucking, you know, walking around again, just like Horizon or like fucking Far Cry or whatever. You're, gathering up fucking plants and mushrooms and shit, fucking apples. You can, you know, climb apple trees and fucking pick them, you know, spider climb up there to get them. Or you can, just take an axe out and fucking chop down the tree again, like fucking like Minecraft. They're just fucking like, I'm going to chop down this tree and fucking, goes down, you fucking get all the apples off of there, and if you keep it in the tree, you fucking break it apart, and fucking breaks apart, and if you keep hacking at it, the tree turns into like firewood that you can use, and you know, that type of shit. You know, a lot of fucking items and shit you're picking up, and you know, you can hunt too. You fucking go, you just see like wildlife, you see fucking birds and fucking pigs and shit out in the wild. You can fucking just shoot them with arrows and shit, fucking they turn into meat. Then you take all that shit and you can, you know, it's like, oh, you can eat it raw or whatever, you get like, you know, half a heart or like whatever. But then you can, you know, there's a whole like cooking system too, so you know what I mean. So again, so it's a lot more complex and even like, maybe not like stat wise, not like, you know, not like a fucking Fallout or like whatever, like nothing like that, but fucking, more just, you know, there's just a lot of fucking mechanics going on here. Fucking, you know, again, you're fucking a lot of systems and shit. So yeah, you know, you're taking all, you know, you can take like fucking meat and fucking like whatever vegetables and like whatever, and you throw them in like a heated pot, and you know, it pops up with like a fucking meal you can eat that'll give you like whatever, like five fucking stars, like, you know what I mean. It gives you like a lot more health, so you want to be doing that. And some of the shit too, you throw in there, and you know, it gives you like boost, like fucking like you know, it'll heal you, plus it'll fucking, you know, speed up your walking speed, your running speed, or, you know, give you like a bonus to your stamina or like whatever, some shit like that. Or then like some of them like fucking like, oh, you put like a fire pepper and fucking like, you know, a piece of meat, and you get like fucking like whatever, spicy meat, and you use that. And because another mechanic in the game is there's like temperature, so it's not just fucking again a little bit more complicated than even like Skyrim, just fucking like, oh, I'm gonna go up into like some fucking, you know, I'm just gonna climb this fucking mountain, snowy mountain, like no problem. Like in Zelda, it's like fucking like, oh, there's a temperature meter, and if that drops below a certain point, and you don't have, like, you know, the right clothes on, like the resistance to cold, like you're gonna start taking damage every couple seconds or whatever, every like 30 seconds you'll lose like half a heart. So it's like fucking like, oh, I gotta find a way to either get warmer clothes, or I gotta, you know, cook this fucking cook up these peppers that get, you know, warm me up and give me like more, you know, 5 minutes of fucking cold resistance so I can fucking go out and do whatever. So yeah, so I mean, again, there's just like different systems, different fucking mechanics and shit, which is kind of cool. So I mean, it's just like that aspect of it's actually like more complex than most open world games. So yeah, just again, it's part cool, and it's part like fucking, ah, this is kind of a pain in the ass. Again, it's fucking like, oh, it's cool that I can cook shit, but the fact that I have to, like, you know, go in my fucking menu and select like five different things, then fucking back out of the menu and, you know, put it into like this fucking pot, and then I have to like watch the shit cook for like fucking a couple seconds, then like watch like this animation play out. It's like fucking like, oh, this is cool, I can do this. But then it's like fucking after doing that like a dozen times or so, it's fucking like, ah, this might get annoying if I have to like keep doing this over and over again. Like, it just fucking just takes a little bit too long. So but yeah, I mean, speaking of taking too long, or running a little bit longer than I'd want to. So, yeah, quick Zelda impressions from playing like, I don't know, 3-4 hours or so. Yeah, it's got me hooked pretty good. It's one of the games I'm playing right now of the fucking whatever half dozen or so I've talked about that I've played. Yeah, it's just fucking like, this is the one I'm like, oh, I kind of want to focus on this one. This is fucking, you know, pretty I just fucking like hooked me in. Of just, you know, it's pulling from a bunch of different games that you've, you know, you probably already played, but it's still Zelda, still feels new, even though it's, you know, even though it looks old, and it's doing a lot of cool shit pretty much. It's fucking so yeah, it's got me interested. So yeah, I'll have much more detailed, maybe less scatterbrained, maybe less rushed impressions next week. Although Ghost Recon Wildlands did come out, so there you go, another open world fucking third person action game I could be playing. So maybe we'll just throw that into the mix, I don't know. But yeah, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. I am Absolute Deicide and Free Stickman.